This is an unusual race for DA, since there are both Democratic and conservative primaries and a Republican candidate. Flaherty faces Mark Sciascia and John Flynn in the Democratic primary, while Flynn and Joe Traynor are in the conservative primary, and Traynor is the Republican candidate. Questions during the debate ranged from minority hiring practices in the DA's office to the death rate from the current opioid epidemic and which communities it's hitting. Asked about goals if elected, Traynor cites his long experience as a lawyer in the Air Force before retirement.
You have good people. You make sure that they are trained, they are equipped, they are supported. You give them the mission, you give them your philosophy, and you get out of the way and you let them do their job. You trust your people. And if they need help, you are there to help them. If they need to be held accountable, you hold them accountable.
Flynn is a Naval Reserve lawyer, as well as a lawyer in private practice and Tonawanda town attorney. He's very critical of Flaherty's role as top assistant to Sedita and as acting DA.
The past 8 months of Michael's tenure cannot erase the past 8 years of the previous administration. The fact of the matter is that Michael was, in fact, the first deputy district attorney who was second in command.
As acting DA, Flaherty was the target of the three challengers. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.